Santa Rosa on the house, every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Well, we'll talk you through any project you're trying to get done around your house, home, castle, or cabin. Hey, before we go back to the lines, I've got to know this. We do have one open line, so if all you've heard is busy signals, now's the time to jump in. 1-888-767-4348. We are inundated at the office during the week with this issue of solar. You know, we had all the subsidies, we had all the rebates, we had all the incentives that encouraged people to get into solar over the last couple of years. Some of them have faded out, and people are drowning in solar questions. Do I go with a national company? Do I go with a local company? Do I get a 2-kilowatt system? Do I get a 20-kilowatt system? Do I get a 1.21 gigawatt system with flux capacitors hanging all over it? Do I buy my equipment? Do I lease my equipment? Will my roof take the load? Does it even have to mount on the roof? What's net metering? Didn't the Corporation Commission just change all that? What does it matter? What does it matter? What does it change? Does the Corporation Commission love solar industry or does it hate it? Hey, it costs you nothing to get answers to all these questions about solar. If you'll just call the only Rosie certified solar installation contractor servicing the Maricopa County area, it's Harmon Solar. The number's 800-281-3189 or go to harmonsolar.com. Are you drowning in solar questions? We certainly feel like a lot of you are, just based on the feedback we're getting at the office constantly. Give Harmon Solar a call. Have them come out. Have an engineered solution. All that questions answered free of charge. And in fact, they're actually giving a $400 referral fee. If you refer Harmon Solar to a client, homeowner, gets an installation, boom, $400 in your bank account. 800-281-3189.
Thank you, Marty. Back to the Future. That was,
gigawatts, 121 gigawatts.
As we get to our next caller.
Let's do it.
Let me back up a little bit to the Green Glue Company. I was actually...
You're still hung up on this Green Glue Company.
Don't you love it
when the homeowners bring something new to us? I like that.
You know, and it's a very interesting story. It is owned by Saint-Gobain now, but it was actually invented here in America. It was... in 2003, and it wasn't until 5 years later that Saint-Gobain acquired it.
Oh.
Let me fill in the blanks because they miss out a few things here. It was two guys, Ted and Brian, and they're the only non-farmer ranchers in North Dakota. And I know that because they were developed it after building a home theater that they weren't happy with the acoustic sound. No farmer or rancher has that time. So this is like the tractor guy and the gas guy that are locked up in the winter waiting for customers. And so they built this home theater system in Fargo, North Dakota.
Interesting.
So, pretty. We're going to have to find a local. I'm going to have to try this out.
And they were picked up by the Saint-Gobain Company, which dates back to the 15th century.
1665.
Wow, incredible.
Invented mirrors.
Well, there you go. I guess if you're going to get bought out by anybody, you might as well get bought out with somebody who's been around for 600 years.
Yeah. All right, let's get to our calls.
Let's do it.
Robin Surprise, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You betcha, man.
I am considering a water feature in my backyard that would include a waterfall and either a pond or a pondless system.
Okay.
My hole is probably going to be, six or eight feet across. And I certainly don't want to dig that hole by hand. Any ideas on how to dig that hole?
Oh yeah, that's easy. You'll have to start it by hand, just get it an inch or two below grade, and then wet the area and dig again and wet the area and dig again and wet the area. I generally, when I'm trying to dig a hole like that, I'll go to A to Z Rents or Equipment Rental Yard, and I'll rent a jackhammer, and I'll put a digging spade in the front end of it and break it all up, or a manual sharpshooter or a post hole digger, just anything to break it up. And it ends up coming out pretty easy. It's really a matter of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter.
The best digging tool I bought was just recently.
Yeah.
When I had that fence project at Eric's house where we kind of worked out a deal. If I took the horse fence away, I could have it to clear his property. I was in Horizon buying just irrigation parts.
Yeah.
And they had this blue sharpshooter with a pointed spade. And the reason I bought it, it was a solid steel bar, and that blade was thick.
Yeah, it weighs about 30 pounds.
This one,
30,
a little bit more.
Pounds,
so it does, but it's got even on the outside of it, some kind of rubberized grip gel.
Oh, watch out.
That at the end of the day, your hands, thank you. Yeah. I mean, it was $90.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the uses
one
for this
option.
Steel rod are endless after. I mean, I can't say how many times I've used it.
Yeah, a little mechanical assistance and a little wetting of the soil, you really will get the hole dug in no time, unless you hit caliche and then you're stuck, bud.
And one more thing. I can't tell you a waterfall in Arizona that doesn't eventually get turned into a flower bed or ripped out. So have a second purpose for it.
Well, and
there are a lot of maintenance.
Well, you know what? But he gave us a clue to something that would greatly reduce that. He said a pondless water feature. And if you're going to get a ponded feature, you got to call the pond gnome.
Yeah.
And get it engineered in a way that it isn't a lot of maintenance. If you don't go through all that, the ponds do tend to be maintenance. But the fact that he's going pondless is going to greatly reduce the amount. You get all the sound, you get the look, you get everything else. You just don't get that standing water.
I won't deny they're great.
And that's where the maintenance comes in.
Know,
the standing
you
water.
Are making yourself a maintenance project. I'm not going to discourage you. I've got plans
Do it.
But don't skim on pumps or parts, and don't ever turn it off.
All right. Who's next?
Patricia in Tempe, going plumbing.
Hey, Patricia.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
I'm sorry. I had you on speaker. I'm taking you off.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
Okay. My problem is I have a very deep sink, and I need to change my faucet. And when they put the kitchen and remodeled the kitchen, they put the faucet in first and then the sink. So I've got about 3 inches between the wall and the sink.
Uh-huh.
And what I'm wondering, is there a tool?
Yes.
That my husband normally does this kind of work, but he's got a bad shoulder and he doesn't want to crawl under there. But the question is, I don't want anybody to remove the sink because I'm afraid they'll crack the granite.
Okay, so you're just trying to replace the faucet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, are you want the name of the tool is called a basin wrench.
Okay. Wait a second. Let me write a basin wrench.
A basin wrench. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a long handled apparatus that's usually spring loaded. You can adjust how long it gets. So you have the deep sink. It'll probably stretch out past the bottom of that sink, and it has kind of like what you would call an adjustable claw crescent wrench head on it that falls down to 90 degrees. So you just stick that up in there, grab that bolt that's holding the lavatory, the faucet in place, and start twisting. Sometimes you have to twist pretty hard, but that's how you install it and uninstall it. A basin wrench.
Okay, and can you get that at Home Depot or Lowe's?
I think you can. I know another place you can certainly get it is any of the San Plumbing Supplies, S-A-N, San Plumbing Supplies.
Okay.
Last I checked, they still had like 9 or 11 locations here in the Valley. So S-A-N Plumbing Supply.
Yeah, the Phoenix, Tucson, they pride themselves on never being more than 15 minutes away from
any one location. Yeah. And the great thing about them is when you get into their facility,
you're talking to an electrician.
You're talking to a professional plumber. And in fact, you could even crawl under the sink and take a picture up and say, "Now look, Mr. Plumber, if you were going to tackle this problem, what should I pick up now to turn this into a one trip project?" Because most plumbing projects are 8 or 9 trips.
Yes.
And that's just the facts. A basin wrench. That's going to be your secret.
Oh, okay. Because what happened was the faucet actually sets right on top of the granite, and it is it started to corrode, so now it's not turning. So I wanted to get one that is separate from, you know, setting flush with the granite. It looks nice, but it's not practical. So
you're going to replace the faucet as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes, that's what needs to be done, is the faucet. Okay. But I didn't want to have to remove the sink because I was worried about somebody cracking the granite, which would,
Now, listen, I've got another little secret you must know. Okay.
Okay.
Now, if you go to the big box stores, they will have all the major brand names and they will have the model numbers, and you'll pick the thing that you like the looks of and they'll hand you the box. Invariably at the big box stores, it's going to be a model 47089 followed by a letter P. That stands for plastic. Okay. I'm going to tell you, for a faucet that's on as nice a fixture as you've got there, that is could be as hard to replace as possible, while you're at Sand Plumbing Supply or run over to Ferguson or Central Arizona Supply, buy the professional plumber's exact same model. It'll look exactly the same, but the last letter will be B, brass. And if you bought those two boxes, the P and the B, you would feel a 50 to 100% weight difference in the two boxes. That's why you can pick them up at the big box stores for $49, and at the professional plumbing stores, they're $99. But they will literally last a lifetime. So there's a secret tip, and I'm sure I'm going to hear from the big box stores. I'm going to not go into office Monday and Tuesday.
Or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday. Does that guide you along?
Yes, that's great. Could you recommend a plumber if I end up needing one, or could they?
Where are you?
You've got Babcock Plumbing and Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. You're kind
of
right in between both of those.
Yeah, right.
You find them at rosieonthehouse.com. That's R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com in the Phoenix market region. Click on plumbing, and you have all your options there. There's a lot of great ones throughout the entire valley.